Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast, and coming to you out of Lexington, Kentucky for episode number 259. And wanted to give a quick shout out to Pete Fry, the guy who gave us a great intro. His band Far Cry has a brand new album coming out on April the 30th, so I want to give him a little spotlight there in our intro. And we are joined tonight by two awesome co-hosts here, and one is the amazing RG Westerman, and the other is the one and only Holly Phillippe. So that's the three of us, and we're ready to go. So how are you doing, RG and Holly?
Go ahead, RG.
I actually have an exciting thing. Can you guys hear me okay? My audio is tricky right now.
It sounded like a fan.
What it is those are special effects that RG's bringing in because she wants to amp up the fanciness and budget of our show. So those are like new
sound
effects.
Sparing no expense.
So there you go, folks.
I actually have a cool thing that I just completed this week. It's kind of a novelty project that I did. It's a quote-unquote children's book that I just dropped on Amazon. It's called A is for Apocalypse.
Yes.
And it is an alphabet book.
Nice.
An alphabet book for the end times. So every letter
nice.
Of the alphabet is a word representing something to do with the end times. That's ASMR.
Very nice.
It's available on Amazon right now.
You talked about this on a show a little bit back. I don't know if it was the last time you were on or two times ago, but I remember you talking about this because the title. Yeah, you said
A is
yeah,
for
yeah,
apocalypse.
You said this was coming
check it out,
soon.
Everybody.
A is for apocalypse. And I definitely want to
awesome.
See what you picked for Z. Did you pick Zimmer? Letter
I'll
word.
Never tell. Uh-huh. You have to read it. If I can't spoil it,
you
all
have
right.
to read the book to find out.
Yeah.
All right. All
that's
right.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Well, I will get on my Amazon account and definitely have to pick myself up a copy once we get done with the show tonight, and or who knows, even maybe during the show if I get a multitasking moment. But yeah, that sounds
oh
awesome.
Oh my God, and, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a copy for the house, yeah, for sure, because this sounds cool.
The grandkids will like that. The grandkids will definitely mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So that came out, is it today the release date, or did you say, or did it come out a few days ago?
I think it was yesterday. Like, I didn't notate the exact date. I just kind of clicked it, and then I got the email, and I was like, oh, hey, it's live, cool. So...
Nice.
But yeah,
you never know right now.
Yeah.
No. sometimes it's like a snail's pace when you are trying to get something through the system. And other times it's like, hey, they're awake and it happens quick. So yeah, you never
right?
never know
yeah.
sometimes. Yeah. But that's awesome. Well, I will have to check that out, and definitely been loving the children's book end of the spectrum lately, because of course you know it's Dr. Vic's book for kids that we've been working with, and of course Brittany Cummings, you know, with her, yeah, Brittany's book Finds Trees. And,
she's coming
yeah,
to Imaginarium,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get Vic there, Victor Anocker. Yeah, he's the Dr. Vic, as he is known as an author. But we're trying to get
well,
him
to. He is
too,
a doctor.
And he is
he's
a doctor.
Doctor.
Yes, he has. He has a PhD, right. And so, yeah, he is an actual doctor. So, yes. But it's, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, we're going to have to build a storm of children's book stuff now because, you know, we'll have RG and them, and I think Kimberly Hoffman may be coming. And so, yeah, we're going to have a good representation on the children's book end of things this year. That's going to be cool. That is going to be awesome.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. A is for Apocalypse, an alphabet book by R.G. Western.
And in the chat room tonight, it looks like we have been joined by the wonderful Carol Preflatish, and who has just embarked on a new writing project, and as I saw a post on Facebook about, and then we got, of course, Sandy Lender, you know, who's always up to adventures and hanging out with dragons and things like that, and we've got...
I was going to ask Sandy about a panel anyway. She's in here. I'm going to grab her now.
Yes, conducting business on the show. Yeah, look at that. Well, now is a good time as any just to give a spotlight to our sponsors because Sandy is one of our sponsors tonight, and she's got a brand new radio spot that will be running tonight. And then, of course, the great Jumpmaster Press guys, Gene Rowley and Kyle Hanna. And so we're celebrating tonight with a couple of great sponsors and looking forward to our guest who will be coming aboard here in just a moment. And looking forward to that just here in a few minutes. But first, we are going to run Sandy's spot here, and it's a brand new one, so check it out and see what you think.
Do you prefer dragons cute and cuddly and playing among half-blood fairies? Maybe you like to see fledgling dragons growing into companions of characters you cheer for, from shoulder dragons to dragons in space, to warrior dragons who take to the skies ahead of armies of men, to towering dragons who rise from the stones of mountains to blot out the very stars with their mass. Fantasy author Sandy Lender brings them all to life. Follow award-winning author Sandy Lender on the Amazon platform. Stop by her booth at the Imaginarium Convention, online or in person, to discover your next favorite dragon species.
Thank you, Sandy Lender. You are awesome. And now, on to our second sponsor of the night, Jumpmaster Press.
Do you love to read? Do you love sci-fi and fantasy and horror and mystery and maybe even romance? Then Jumpmaster Press has something for you. Jumpmaster Press would like to give you a 10% discount on our entire catalog. Just go to JumpmasterPress.com and use code IMAGINE2021 at checkout to save 10% on anything in our vast catalog. That's JumpmasterPress.com and IMAGINE2021 at checkout. Jumpmaster Press, a proud sponsor of the Star Chamber Podcast and Imaginarium 2021.
Thank you, Gene and Kyle. You guys are two awesome, awesome folks in the indie book world. And check out their stuff and use that code IMAGINE2021 for a special discount there at Jumpmaster Press. Great, great products. And, you'll be seeing Gene and Kyle in person this summer at Imaginarium, which, as we mentioned, we're working very hard on. Had a slew of new announcements since last week. We announced two Imaginator guests and the guest of honor. You might recognize all of them. Richard Kanak is a great international best-selling fantasy author. You've known him to write in franchises like Age of Conan, World of Warcraft, lots of different Diablo, lots of different popular franchises, as well as his own series. Phenomenal writer. A lot of people are really excited about that. And then we have, of course, the great F. Paul Wilson, regarded as definitely one of the best writers in the country, just an absolutely masterful writer. And of course, his Repairman Jack novels are one thing he's extremely known for. Works of his have been adapted into movies like The Keep, if you remember that great cult horror film in the 1980s, and then also Dario Argento, also in the Masters of Horror series, did a Paul F. Paul Wilson story, and so it's been has a lot of stuff adapted to the screen, and just a great guy, and just, you know, definitely a world-class writer, I mean, with a slew of major literary awards that he's won. Great, great guy. And then last but not least, Howard Scott Warshaw, who I know Holly's really excited about, as I am. But, yeah, she's definitely she's got a good – developed a friendship with Howard. And,
fangirl.
Yeah, he's a chats with him a bit, and yeah, he's a great guy. And, of course, you know him from, you know, one of the pioneers of the gaming industry with Atari, one of the guys behind some of their bestsellers like Yar's Revenge. Of course, he was behind the famous or infamous E.T., which is, of course, the main subject of Atari Game Over documentary that was a big hit. See him a lot on, like, Netflix and other big-time channels whenever they have, like, history of the gaming.
And he has a new book out.
Yep, he has a brand new book out.
And he's
going
to be on the Star Chamber in a couple of weeks. I talked to him about it.
Yes, he is. And I want to make sure that I get his book correctly titled. It's just it's a brand new one. And I just want to make sure I don't misquote the book title here. It's called Once Upon Atari, How I Made History by Killing an Industry. Once Upon Atari, How I Made History by Killing an Industry by Howard Scott Warshaw. And, it's already got about 97 reviews. It's a new release with a, you know, almost a five-star rating. So, yeah, it's already being very, very well received. And, just great guy, and we're excited. I mean, yeah, we got – oh, wow. I mean, if I'm itching to tell you the full arsenal of guests we have. We're kind of rolling them out just to build the excitement and just watch Imaginarium Page the coming days. We've got some amazing people that we're going to be announcing just in a parade. Let's call it a parade. That's always got an upbeat feel to it. So, yeah, let's definitely keep an eye on that because, wow, yeah, Holly's gotten some new people aboard that are just off the hook in terms of their qualifications and who they are. And, I mean, just amazing. Yeah, I mean, in workshops and panels, I mean, you are in for a treat. Attendees are gonna love it. But, yeah, we're busting tail. It's hard work and, yeah, getting it done. So, yeah.
I'm working hard right now.
You got any comments on that side of things before we get to our guest?
Oh, my.
On this year's Imaginarium, do you have anything
Oh, yes, I have lots of things I'd like to say. Yes, we still have vendor tables available. Not only do we still have vendor tables in the main expo, we have some in Artist Alley, which is the main hallways, the main walkthroughs. Everybody's got to pass you on the convention, you know, out in the hall. Really cool. Only thing is you have to lock your stuff up at night because we're not going to be responsible for anything stolen that you left out. You there?
Hello.
I lost you. Are you there?
I'm still here. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, RG.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm still talking, but Stephen, I heard him talking, but I guess he cut out and was talking to somebody else on the line. You confused me and RG.
I was screaming. We had a call, and actually it's Mr. Daniel Dark, who's listening to the show through our line tonight, because he couldn't be on tonight because Gentleman Cigar has its first day of business tomorrow. And, of course, you all have been following the whole trolley story through the last year on the Star Chamber show, so you know all about it, all the pits, you know, pitfalls and all the stuff that Daniel's been through and ordeals and, you know, everything he did to get that thing ready, and it's ready. And day one of the business is tomorrow, and it's launching.
I was talking about the vending situation, and then I'll get back to Daniel's situation. But we still have vendor tables open. We still are, I'm taking guests for virtual side if you do not feel comfortable with doing in-person events yet. But I believe by July, everybody's going to be vaccinated. Everything will be open. Life will be much different than what it is now. With that being said, though, I know people still, a lot are immune compromised and there's other health issues involved. So we're doing a virtual convention too.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, go ahead and apply, be a part of the virtual convention. You can also watch things on there 30 days after the convention. So it's great. But, yeah, sign up, be a part of that. People pass the word. We're accepting for in-person. If people want to do both, that's great. They could do both. I'll make sure their scheduling ain't, you know, hectic, so they have plenty of time. They're not running around like chickens with their head cut off. The new venue's fantastic. Our rooms are right above us. There's a restaurant, a bistro, a bar right there through Artist Alley. No more running around outside and having to walk down the halls of horror. I mean, everything's handy. It's all right there. We'll all be together.
Right.
And, yeah, so you don't have to look for the twins on the bicycles, you know, no more. It's all remodeled.
Right.
It's beautiful carpet. Yes, chicken bar, Sandy said.
Yep.
Yes, there's a bar.
A Shining reference, too. Yes, and Holly even comes in with a reference to The Shining. Got to love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, of course. That's exactly what that hallway was in the old venue.
Yeah, and filmmakers, please know that the call for entries open with Film Freeway. We are a gold film festival with Film Freeway, and this is our eighth year, and, full juried awards and a slew of categories. So check that out on Film Freeway. And also,
and the International Screenwriting Association will be
there. I was about to say. Yeah, and also you could submit screenplays for the juried non-produced screenplay award. You can submit those through the International Screenwriters Association as well. So check that out on the ISA and Film Freeway filmmakers. Yeah, get that stuff in. Yeah, because it's going to be an amazing year. And we are one of the first conventions in the nation to have a full hybrid model where we're running simultaneous virtual and in-person events. So, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
We're insane. Insane.
Wow.
That's what it is.
We're insane.
Breaking ground.
Right.
Yes.
And
there is going to be, you know, it'll be different programming. There'll be a few, like, character development and stuff like that I'll have on both because that's heavily attended and people love it.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be, you know, virtual programming. There'll be in-person programming. Some of it will overlap, but most of it will not. Some workshops will be pre-recorded, will be in Excel events, so you can check them out later.
Yeah.
If you attend the event and then you could watch the virtual side of it 30 days after the convention. So you're running around all these panels. You don't have to miss anything on the virtual side.
Yeah.
You go home, you got con crud, you're in bed a couple of days, you watch the virtual.
Yep. So you get double the content, which is awesome. And for us, that's a lot because our content is what is our core. So, I mean, we definitely take a lot of pride in that. And Holly works her tail off on the programming content, definitely. It's some of the best of the nation. Yeah. And the people, the kind of people that participated are some of the best in the nation. And that gets me to tonight's guest, who is returning to the Star Chamber Show because he is a Star Chamber Show favorite. He's an Imaginarium favorite. He's one of my personal favorites. And he is best known for his multimedia submerged universe franchise. And let me tell you, that is something impressive. It covers film. It covers comic books. It covers gaming. It covers merchandising of all kinds. I mean, it is an extraordinary world that he has independently created. And of course, as many of you know now, I am speaking of the one, the only, Demetrius Witherspoon. Welcome to the Star Chamber Show. Your mic is live. Great to have you with us.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. You bet.
No. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be back on the show. You guys.
Always great to have you.
We love you.
Yeah. You're one of my personal favorites, like I said today's post. And, I mean, I just sit back and when I'm working throughout the day and I'm seeing, like, updates from you and I'm like, oh, my God, he's expanding into this. He's expanding into that. Oh, my God, he's building an army over here. And, you know, of course, referring to your new forum. And, My God, you are just nonstop, and it's like, yeah, we have to have you on regularly because you just simply are doing so much. It's like, yeah, it's in so many areas. So, yeah, so Submerged Universe. I mean, there may actually, you know, be a few listeners who are not familiar with just Submerged Universe in general. So go ahead, and if you could just give a little overview before we start getting into the new updates, just so some of the folks, new listeners, can find out what it's all about.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for having me on here. And it starts out in a galaxy far, far away. That's how the best stories start. Submerge started with me wanting to create a short film. I never did it. And there was about eight of us. My kids were involved, my wife, and I grabbed some people and we shot this story. And originally started out because I enjoy sci-fi, that it is a lady named Nairi. She's pregnant and she gets thrown into a multi-universe and she has to find her way out and find her child. And because of this Submerge experiment that's been done on different species, to make super soldiers from this Kreg Empire. It started off with the first film, and then I was like, first thing, people say you can't make any money or do anything with just one short film. And so I was like, okay, well, then I will do multiple ones and build on to the story world of Submerge. And so five films later, with the comic book and then also the novel written by John F. Allen, we expanded the universe and the world, and now it has ventured out into a card game, Echo 51, which is on drive-in card games. And
okay.
So you can order it there. We'll send you the instructions also, and it's on our website also. And and with the films, then we have the action figures, the pops of the different characters from the film and comic book. And we also have the animated series that we've started and got distribution at the drive-ins in different states. Here in the United States. First pilot of that is going to be shown at different drive-ins throughout the United States. And we're gearing
cool.
up for some other things.
Yeah, you are busy, and I'm excited because, I mean, like I said, it's always a different something different in five different areas that you have to update with us. And, you know, like when I saw you had Funko Pop figures, I was like, oh, my God. I saw he is doing everything. But one of the big things that you have right now is, you have a new comics. And I know you had mentioned you had a couple of new ones coming out and hitting stores. And I don't think we talked a lot about comics in particular last time you were on the show. So yeah, I'd love to start our exploration, submerge into our discussion with the comic side of things. Let's go there.
Well,
yeah.
I always wanted to go into the comic world, and it's all about timing and money, should I say, too. And it was just the right timing and everything. I went back to a full job, and I wasn't doing any filming at the time. And so I was like, I got to have an outlet. I got to write something. So I started writing and found me an artist on Fiverr, that site. And it took me a minute, because I had to vet people, make sure that it was the real thing and that we were going to work together well. And from there, I built a team that works out of the Philippines and also Venezuela. And I started to write, continue the story and the journey of one of my characters called Light. She's the alien from a planet called Echo. And showing her more of her adventures and her journey, shedding some more light on the world of the Submerged Universe. And then I continued on with 51X. And both of these right now are in stores, different comic book stores, and also on Amazon Prime on Comicology. 51X is like the latest one that I did, and that follows the story of a cyborg, female cyborg, that is kind of dealing with her humanity and trying to get away from the people that have enslaved her. And so I just did it as a one issue, but now I'm in the works of writing the second issue of 51X, which is just a fun deal. It's cool because comic books, they let you do whatever you want to do, and there's no restraint. If you want lasers going every which way and monsters just jumping out while some conversation's going on, you can do that, you know, and I like that freedom.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned you've put together an international team, and I think that's one of the great things about this day and age. I know we have a lot of challenges as indie artists with the, you know, market saturation, you know, in the book world and, you know, of course, in media and stuff like that. And that's always tough to kind of get above, you know, in marketing to get your, you know, raise awareness when you have so much out there. But on the other side of the equation, the kind of world we live in today, I mean, you can reach out and find artists in all over the world and build a team like you're describing. And we've certainly done that, you know, Seven Star Press, you know, Angar Adarasa from Indonesia is just amazing. And we've worked with him, you know, he did some stuff on some John F. Allen covers before. And for example, so yeah, there's some definite crossover here, but yeah, putting together your team, did the team that you eventually assembled, did they already know each other, or did you gradually kind of find the right artists to work together to make the team? It sounds like you got some chemistry there if you're moving forward with new projects already with that team.
Yeah, I'm able to collab with so many talented people and just down to earth. And so, so I found my internal artist, Fernando, in Venezuela, and then Albert Santa Cruz, Adela Cruz, in the Philippines. So first I did Fiverr, and I found, I went through a couple of artists and then found Fernando, and then we started working together. And then I would, like I've said before, you know, a lot of people want to dog Facebook, but I tell you what, I would not be able to do what I'm doing right now without it, because all the different comic book groups and comic book artists, those groups are important because I'm combing through those, looking at people's artwork, you know, and I'm if they're good, I'm going to say something, I'm going to comment. And that starts conversation. And so I was doing that one day, and then Albert Santa Dela Cruz had put out, he was starting a little sale because he was just getting started. And he had actually quit his job as a teacher to go into art. So I gave him his first two big jobs ever. And he thanks me to this very day because he did all the artwork for the covers and things for the books. But he also, when we had the card game, he did all those 180 something cards. He did the graphic work and the artwork for.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive. That's a lot of work. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, and we do have a question from the chat room. And I had the same question. Sandy Linder and me had the same question. How did you go about getting the connections to create the Funko Pops? I mean, if she's got like dragons, we've got like Raiden, we'd like to see made into Funko Pops. How do we go about that?
Well, I went to different Funko pages, and there are Funko Pop creators there. And so a lot of them are looking for work. Even Instagram, I found a few on there also that does that and action figures. So, you know, I look at their work, and some of them make the boxes too. And so let's connect with them.
Wow.
I don't have just one connection. I try to have at least two or three because, you know, some do a different style, you know,
right.
of a custom pop. And so then that way, you know, we can collab on that.
Nice.
Huh. See, I was thinking you had to go right to the company or something. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Sandy was wondering if it didn't copyright it. That was my question. I thought,
yeah.
don't you have to go right to the company?
Like branded.
Yeah.
No, see, they make DIY custom pops for you.
Wow.
And so then there is a whole genre of people that do custom pops. They make it look like you and your kids or your family, and they do all these different custom pops.
So I could have an Ash Donovan Funko Pop.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my God,
awesome.
I could have a stack Funko Pop. Holy shit.
You've just blown our minds, Demetrius.
Hey, you know, I do a lot of research, and because, you know, this is part of my transmedia, you know, platform that I've built because each piece is telling another story. So, like, what's coming up? I mean, well, what I started with in some of the Funko Pops is that people can scan it, and they can scan it, and they'll get a message back from like the actor from that Funko Pop that is that character.
That
so,
is awesome.
That's so
you know,
cool.
Just,
wow.
Yeah, and it just takes it to another level, and that's why a lot of times also when the cons were going on, people would take their custom Funko Pops and then they go get them signed by whoever that created that character, you know, and so it's still
neat.
A legit thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's some next level fandom right there. Wow.
No kidding.
No kidding. It. And he's done it independently. I mean, he's done this without having some big arsenal of resources. That's what makes it even more impressive, in my opinion. And yeah, the fact that he's built this, you know, on his own, you know, from the grassroots up. And that's why, yeah, definitely he deserves a lot of praise for what he's accomplished. And the thing is that makes that I look at you and I'm like, okay, you have, you know, you've come up with this story, and it's a world, and, you know, it's a universe, you know, as you, you know, submerge universe, and, mm-hmm. you know, but it's evolving into a very shared world type of storytelling, you know, where you have, you know, different artists coming to work with you, different writers coming to work with you, different filmmakers coming to work with you, and as it grows, you know, you're going to have people, you know, telling stories within your world. How do you control the canon? You know, like something is, you know, how do you make sure that the canon stays, you know, solid and it doesn't stray off your original vision? Is there an official Submerged Universe canon that other artists and storytellers have to make sure they're familiar with, or how do you manage that? Because I can't even begin to imagine what you deal with there.
there is, and I'm in the process of even tightening that up. So having my Submerged Universe Bible, you know, then that way, right now, I'm working with I'm working with some people right now to kind of help me with that because
very cool.
Right now, you know, before that, I just gave everybody the movies. They have to watch all the movies. And, you know, and then we would kind of also discuss verbally, you know, where we were going with the books and or the game, you know, what character does what. No, that character doesn't go there, you know. So, but most definitely a written canon Bible was needed, and somebody brought that to my attention. And it's really taken the load off of having to sit down and really explain every little detail.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because I was like, wow, you know, you got this growing world and you have so many different people coming into it as artists, filmmakers, and writers. It's like, how do you keep it streamlined? And that's great to hear because, yeah, that makes your life easier when you can just hand them a book and say, all right, here's your primer. Here's your primer.
Here's your homework.
That's awesome.
Right. And if there's any sci-fi writers out there, I love to collab with you. And, you know, I'm looking to write some more people. I just can't write all the stories, you know.
Right.
I got the main outline of where I want to go with things, but I would like to collab with some people out there, so.
Yeah, because you work with some amazing talents. We already mentioned John F. Allen, who I think is a phenomenal talent when it comes to writing, and I really like John a lot. And but, you know, like, for instance, in filmmaking, you work with guys like, you know, Bishop Stevens, who is, you know, he is just phenomenal. And but, yeah, you get to work with a lot, you know, you mentioned, you know, your artists, and, I mean, you're getting to work with just some amazing talents in so many different areas. I mean, that has got to be a very cool feeling as you grow this.
You know, it is. I wouldn't, you know, when you're doing casting for different characters, you see that spark in somebody. You're like, man, this is the person, you know, or you see that person that's really hone the craft, and you're like, they're going to go somewhere. And I've seen it, and now I see where they are now. So, like, Bishop Stevens, he's grown, like, I mean, multiple levels with his career. Also working with Katie O'Brien. She's been in two of my projects, and now she's been in Z Nation. She's been in The Mandalorian. And
nice.
Has speaking roles in The Mandalorian. She's been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so to see and be able to talk to those guys and just really, you know, oh, Walking Dead. They've both been in Walking Dead also. So to really get to talk to them at that level and the things that they're experiencing, you know, that helps me, you know, kind of guide me on some things. And, you know, most definitely me and Bishop Stevens, we talk a lot. And, you know, really showing the ins and outs of Hollywood, he's helped me a lot.
So you've had, you know, animated series and you've done short films and feature films. So, I mean, you got a whole lot going on in that area. So there's obviously a lot to opportunities to work with folks like Bishop. But you have an ongoing feature film project, Galaxy of Subversion. So I think that, now's a good time to maybe dive into that a little bit and give us some updates on how that project's going.
Yeah. Again, doing the writing on that, and we have some of the cast already cast for that. But, you know, with the pandemic has happened, that kind of threw a wrench in things, but, you know, just try to concentrate on writing. What I want to do is something really epic, and, you know, I just didn't at the time feel – I didn't want to put anybody in harm's way trying to get my vision done. And I'm not downplaying anybody else that had to work, you know, to do movies and things like that during the pandemic, you know, whatever everybody felt comfortable with. But I wanted to concentrate on getting that right so when things started to free up, we could start to work. And again, it doesn't happen overnight, so it takes time. So I've been building the cast. Bishop Stevens is coming back to reprise his role for the third time, Lord Raz. And I'm so excited about what we have in store for him. And we're talking to Mimi, who played in it just dropped on my mind. But she's coming aboard. She played in the first Nightmare on Elm Street and some other horror movies.
Cool.
Craven, Mimi Craven, so Wes Craven.
Very nice.
So I'm excited to work with, you know, everybody coming back. Grace Kelly, and she's coming on board to be Light, and I just look at her audition to kind of keep my fire going in the sense of what she's bringing to the character that I've written. So I'm super excited about that. And so we're doing the writing, and hopefully, you know, we can get some traction, get the money going, and, you know, we can start to see some things happen before the end of the year.
That's awesome. And Holly and I can speak about Grace. Can't say nothing but good about her. And she brings a great energy.
Oh, man.
And just such a positive energy to a set. I mean, she is great to have on set in addition to, you know, being so talented. That's a great call. And I saw that she was coming into your team there. So that I'm excited about that. Yeah, she has a lot of talent.
Yeah, Grace is a sweetheart. She gets along with everybody. She brings that positive energy. Yeah, she's great on set. And she's so talented.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. And I've been kind of blessed to be able to work with my team, not only at the on set with the films, but they bring their talents when I have to be at conventions. So, you know, the actors will come to with me, you know, like in Imaginarium, and then like at other conventions, we would also have the actors dressed up in full makeup and costume as their character. So that took it to another level with people like, what film are you from? I'm from Submerge, the Submerge universe. And where can I find that? You know, and
over here.
Promotion on that. Yeah. And so
that's awesome.
People being able to meet the actors, and that also helps the actors too, because they're able to think about how many actors get to do that. They don't get to do it as much until maybe they get bigger or get into a franchise show. And so we're bringing that to people, that experience to people now. And I tell people all the time, you want to get their autographs right now because they are good, but you don't know what their next job is going to be. You know, look at Bishop, look at Katie O'Brien.
Right on.
You know, so.
Right on.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And you, one thing that I think is really cool, you mentioned about how you had to kind of, you know, you weren't able to do as much live during 2020, obviously with the pandemic, the shutdowns, and film industry, as everyone knows, ground to a halt during 2020. But you actually found a way to make it work for you to open up New Frontier, because that is the year that, you know, as far as me observing you from the outside, when you – we're able to put focus on the development of your animated series, and you were able to, you know, put a little more attention into that side. So you actually found a way to actually turn the negative into a positive, which is, again, you know, a trait of, you know, one of the traits that you have as far as, you know, the indie spirit and making things happen and developing stuff where, you know, there's challenges in front of you. You made 2020 work for, you know, because you actually opened up your animated series development during that time period. No one was shooting much live.
That really did help. That, and I was editing my Blue Star, Submerged Blue Star movie during that also. So the animated series, I got to produce that and do the editing on it. And Toby John, she did the animation. That was her first time doing animation. And I was thrilled and happy to see my characters moving and doing these things. And the actors were too, so they came on board to voice their characters. We only had actress that was, she came on to voice another character. And to really see that process, and most definitely we want to expand the Submerged Universe animation department. And so we have some other things going on. Now, I do have a Queen Rain movie that have been kind of developing on the side, but I'm looking at doing that as an animation, and I've talked to an animation team in Africa to kind of get the ball rolling on that. So, Plant Seeds Talk Network.
Wow.
And you'll see what happens.
That is awesome.
Network is so important. I have to add one little tidbit. You were pointing to networking, and that's why I say to people at Imaginarium, it's networking. You just don't realize what a small world we're in. And I'll just make a quick point. It's so true, Rebecca. You know, last night I was on LinkedIn,
yeah,
really working, talking to authors from all over the place, and I happened to connect and talk to one out in California, and I can't say the name of the lady that's coming aboard yet because we want to announce her, but she says, oh man, my mentor and editor actually lives in Lexington, Kentucky. And I said, what? I live in Lexington. And oh yeah, she's an international best-selling author. What? How do I not know her? Yeah, she lives right here in the same city as me and Steven. Did not know her, you know, and I look her up and I'm like, how do I not know this lady? So I wrote her and she's thrilled to death. We're going to bring her in as a spotlighted guest. She will be at the in-person event.
Nice.
And she is just tickled to death.
No,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm curious. I want to know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You will soon. You will soon.
Yeah, so see, Demetrius, Holly had to meet somebody in California to make the connection to somebody in Lexington where we live.
Right.
That's how it works.
It's crazy. It is. It's truly crazy. And it's the whole Kevin Bacon. It's the whole Kevin Bacon theory.
Yes.
We have that. Yeah, those degrees to Demetrius Witherspoon now that we launched at Imaginarium. Where,
that's
many
right.
Degrees? Yeah, so
we all have so many degrees to Demetrius.
Yeah, that's the new thing now. That's what we were talking about before. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, networking is so key, like you said, and a lot of times it's not about what you want from somebody. I've inboxed a lot of different famous people, talented people, and some of them, because I don't go in, hey, you know, can you, you know, you don't go at somebody like that.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't want that done. And but just be genuine, you know, and most definitely because right. a lot of times they're inspiring me. So I'm just letting you know you're inspiring me, you know, and I appreciate everything you're doing. And I've had a few mm-hmm. say, okay, thank you. So what do you want? How can I help you? And then it's right. like, you know what? I'm
you
good. I just wanted to let you know what you're doing it, you know. You're inspiring me. So, you know, you just start those conversations. And people
mm-hmm.
will, when you're genuine, they'll keep watching. And then you get a call one day and say, somebody says, hey, mm-hmm. you know, I work for this. And I've been watching you for a long time. And I want to be part of the Submerged Universe train, which
mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
had that conversation with some people. So, some bigger things are coming down the line.
Yeah, and when you get that connected,
oh, cool.
yeah, the cool thing
yeah.
is, and I know you can speak to this, Demetrius, but you can then help all the people in your network connect with other people in your network
yep.
when they need that connection or the help. And,
uh-huh. yep.
and that's a cool thing. That's a good way where you can, like, it's a win-win
yep.
where you can give back. And that's something I love it when I'm able to do that, and I know you do too. But, yeah, I've seen you connect
mm-hmm.
the dots between people before. And so when you get that position, yeah, you definitely can give back. And help the folks that are involved with you to connect with others. Yeah, kind of work.
Yeah.
That's a neat dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's key. And when I tell people not to be, you know, dogmatic or anything like that, but if I see that certain things are missing, like they don't have a page or something, you know, if I put their names out there, people got to – you got to have something to show your work and at a place to do that, even if it's Instagram or somewhere. So I kind of help, you know, people where I can. And if they, you know, want to get their stuff together. Cause I'm like, when I start promoting, your name's going to be involved and people are going to say, who is that? And they're going to go
right.
check your page. And so, you know, so get some of these things together. And so they've been able to get more work from that, you know, and get in front of Disney creators and things like that. You know, you just never know who's watching.
That's
absolutely.
Who I'm a contact.
So it's a small
true.
World. Yeah, and people,
it really is.
It's amazing. Yeah, what happens behind the scenes and how connections mm-hmm. occur. But yeah, you've dealt. Network is an understatement when it comes to you. I mean, for sure. But you had mentioned briefly. I did want to mention that you had talked about a little bit of Blue Star. Now that, according to the conversation I had with you earlier, will that be out later in the year? And do you have like a specific release date, or when is that going to be out?
It's going to be out the first of winter, in the fall area. You know, we kind of tested it out there, and we only played it once, but that was online at a film festival. And even the film festival, because it was online, it kind of got all jacked up and sound was off and they had a power doing a storm.
I understand.
So, you know, I was like, you know what? I showed a few people in my camp and said, we're going to bring it back in. And I'm doing my Snyder cut on it, working on the visual effects and some things. And we're going to put it back out this year. So it's going to be there. It's coming. And whenever I drop it, then we'll roll with it and light the fire a little bit more back under it.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, because I want to make sure that we got that in for your fans as far as the update goes. And, yeah, as far as what is, you know, things are opening up, you know, gradually, and, you know, people are getting their vaccinations and, you know, feeling more confident about live stuff. And so, so it feels like the world is opening up again a little bit. Do you have a lot
mm-hmm.
on your schedule this year in terms of events and film festivals, or what's coming up? Because I know you love that kind of stuff. What's ahead for you in 2021?
Well, I really do love it. You're right. I missed it. First I was waiting. I go get my shot this weekend. I'm getting the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Cool.
And so having one-time shot there. And that kind of...
That's what we're waiting on.
Like, yeah. And so that kind of like, okay, at least I'll have that. I'll still have the mask. Let me start getting some things going, you know, and most definitely I'm looking forward to Imaginarium. You know, we got some TV spots we're going to be on to promote the upcoming comics and the film. And I'm looking forward to doing, if nothing else, most definitely I'm doing Imaginarium, but if nothing else this year, I'll probably do continue my comic book tour at the local comic book stores, but also I might travel to Louisville and do one there too.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. And yeah, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you in person. I miss you. And that's why I need my Demetrius Witherspoon action figure, just so when I see I have you represented, you know, on my desk or something.
And every time you say that, I think of a bobblehead. So we might have to make it a bobblehead so my head moves back and forth. So. But yeah, we're going to make that happen for sure.
Funko Pops.
And we're going to have more of those coming out because I have outlines for three new comic books. So the figure, which is
nice.
His people are legends, and now the fate of the multiverse is in his hands. But he would give it all up to have his family one more time. And so have that. And then 51X, we're continuing her journey. And then it all comes together with like a team up in the Submerged Universe comic Multiverse Revolution. And so those three are on the board for this year and the first of next year to come out. And so, you know, getting into the comic book stores to be able to sign and everything, I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you can put me down for a Demetrius Witherspoon Funko Pop, a bobblehead, and an action figure. I'll definitely have one of each. Definitely. And
we'll be ordering that card game. Anna put the card game link in the Star Chamber chat there, and our host feed. So, RJ, it's in there on the Facebook message feed.
Yeah.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. We're going to get that out.
Got you. Yeah, and where I was going with that multiverse, we got a new line of multiverse pops coming soon. So look out for that.
Awesome.
Yep. Definitely. And that's the card game is at drivethroughcards.com, and it's spelled drive thrucards.com. So it's spelled a little different than how it sounds. Drive through cards, drive thrucards.com, and look
and
up
then,
Submerge Echo 51.
Yep.
Submerge Echo 51. And that's how you find the card game online to buy. Which I encourage you to do.
Yeah, literally,
they are awesome.
I had to do is type in submerge. I didn't even get the whole word spelt, and it popped up.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, because there's the, you need to have the whole Submerged collection. I mean, Demetrius is definitely one of the people in the country that Gene Simmons of Kiss would actually, like, look at him and go, yeah, he knows how to do this because he's got so much good merchandise. But it's awesome, man, I tell you. And, but creatively, though, I'd love for you to talk about a little bit about process, and I know RG and Holly may want to dive in on this a little bit, but when you get up on an average day in the world of Demetrius, how do you separate your creative side, you know, creating the stories and things like that, the writing, and then, you know, then the business marketing side and the collaboration side? I mean, there's a lot of different spheres that are in play with your world. How do you kind of keep that straight in your day-to-day process? And do you have a system, a process?
Well, waking up, and I try to stick to where I write at least 2 pages in the morning. So at least having that, or sometimes I get, well, hopefully none of my people that I work with is listening to this, but sometimes I get a little distracted in meetings and they think I'm taking notes, but I'm actually writing the next epic sci-fi.
I do that stuff.
I've never done that.
You know, it just comes to me.
Yep.
So, you know, little notes and things like that I might have. So doing that, but then when I get home, a lot of times I am working on the other part of it. And some of it, once you get going, it's up there. You just got to make sure you post, get something out. You know, there's different ways of getting a post out and how many times to post to kind of keep it in front of people's eyeballs that it's out there, you know. And when I don't, that's when somebody inbox me and say, hey, I was looking for the submerged trading cards. I want to buy it for my husband. And it's like, wow, somebody's been looking for those things. So, you know, it's you do the work. You lay the foundation, and most definitely you got to push it because people are being inundated by so many different things. But you lay the foundation, and it's there, you know. And so when people start to order, then I'm able to send that out.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Did that answer your question? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah.
No, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot going on here, and people probably are wondering how does he keep the creative side from the business side because even on a small scale, like I'm starting to work on an RPG game with some guys and starting to. Mm-hmm. I told you I've got something cool to talk to you about. Involves the company Cottage Core Crochet, owned by Holly's daughter Diana. But that's a whole. But even on that kind of level, I mean, it's like I'm kind of getting appreciation for like what you do, and it's kind of like, whoa. I mean, it's like you need to have a war room on your end. I mean, it's a lot. And there is a difference between the creative mind and then the marketing mind and then the logistics mind, you know, the nuts and bolts kind of stuff. And yeah, it's almost like, yeah, there's a different, yeah, you almost have to shift gears several times to do what you're doing. And that's not easy. That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
You know, with the Funko Pops, I had to learn that world, you know, like, yeah, you didn't know mm-hmm. that there was DIY, you know, Funko Pops and people could do all these things. So I had to go research all that, you know, maybe before I go to bed, I'm scanning through, looking through the Facebook pages and the different forums and seeing how people are talking. What are they talking about? Trading cards. Somebody seen what I was doing. They put me in a group, a Star Wars group, and oh my God, it's just trading cards are a big thing right now. I know it's Star Wars, but still, trading cards are up right now. And so I'm in the process. I'm working with a local developer of metal trading cards. I have a special edition that's coming out. And so be looking out for that. I showed a little bit, but I have another one that is going to start a series. So we're working. I'm working with a local company, and we're trying to get that right before we, you know, make sure the presentation's right when it gets out there. And I know where I'm going to put it, you know, in this special group because, each thing, you know, if I'm going to do coloring books, okay, what makes coloring books successful? And, you know, you're not going to know it all because there are people that is their main thing that they do, work on their talent. And so you learn enough and you're going to learn more as you go. But that completes that transmedia circle that I'm working on. So when somebody says, oh, you got a comic book. Oh, I love to get both of those. Well, that's based off of my five movies. Oh, you got five movies? Yeah. And then I got the novel. Oh, I'll take that and I'll take that. And, you know, it all is full circle because that gets them immersed in the world, submerged in different ways.
Yes, and or yeah. As we you could say, it's submerged into submerge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you definitely have options, and you even have perfumes. I mean, yeah, when you came to Imaginarium, you even had like perfumes. I was like, oh my god, there's nothing he hasn't covered yet. That was
just epic when I
saw that.
You know, this one lady was like, you know, this fits perfectly in my purse, you know, because they want to freshen up when they go somewhere. So I was like, you know, it's unisex, so men, you know, I got men or women buying it, and that's something that. You know, it's just another little aspect of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, but, you know, then it gets into, and we'll get, I want to touch base on this a little bit because you have so many different areas. Like I said, I don't want to overlook everything, but then you get into the marketing and social media, and it's like, you know, and then you have multiple things that you're promoting that are all in play at a given time. It's like, how do you keep that side organized and decide, you know, de-emphasize certain projects on certain social media platforms more than others? How do you what's your strategy approach to getting word out as an independent, you know, with the marketing side? And how do you divide up your, you know, because you don't have, you know, obviously a huge war chest of money to spend and a huge, you know, time, you know, how do you allocate? I decide what to allocate to what when it comes to marketing.
Well, you know, I guess I'm just kind of built to be able to work on these things. It's not a grind for me. It's a fire, and so
a passion.
Passion, and so. To stay in front of the social media, what's next, what's hot, what, you know, I listen to some of the gurus of social media. One of them on Instagram, and he's everywhere actually, but Gary Vee, he's on Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever. He's on there, but he's an awesome company. But he's also awesome, has an awesome team for social media. And he'll tell you right out what is working. He's so down to earth, straightforward. I just listen to the guy, and he's right. And so, you know, and he'll tell you what's next and what's going down. And he's right because then he'll go back 7-13 years when he said something was going to be the next big thing or close to it. And then he'll do up to date. He's like, so I said that 17 years ago, and here we are. This is working. You know, the algorithms are moving. So right now, LinkedIn is actually a big social media platform to be on. It is not inundated with commercials or ads as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that is still hot. Facebook, it's still there. Instagram, but what has changed, just like everything else. So LinkedIn Instagram, and then Clubhouse. Uh-huh.
You
want to look that up. And some things, you know, I'll listen to, you know, him or another guru, what they're talking about. But some things, some like people inbox me because they know I like marketing and they see where things are going. So they inbox me and say, hey, I just gave you an invite to the Clubhouse. You need to get on there. And I tell you, that is the whole, that's blowing up so mm-hmm. much. So many talented people speaking exactly on the subject that you want to know about. And so,
oh, yeah.
I'm.
Yeah, you can listen to Elon Musk over there. Awesome. Yeah, you can even listen to Elon Musk on Clubhouse. I mean, yeah, it's some amazing stuff happens there.
Yeah. So if you want to network, see if you can find somebody to give you an invite to get on there. So those three things right now are the hottest things to be on. I'm always, instead of just scanning, looking for pictures and cats and dogs, which I love cats and dogs, I'm scanning through and connecting on Instagram to people that are either doing film, comics, or art, and then some other things. But, you know, that's kind of in my genre of things that are going on.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned LinkedIn because I can't say enough good about that. We've met a lot of great professionals. People are just super, super cool, and Holly can definitely vouch for that. She just talked about it earlier, as a matter of fact. And LinkedIn is a really really good platform if you're a professional indie creative. And definitely you should have that in your mix.
They're serious people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you connect with, I mean, you know, you put it out, you know, just be genuine, but put out your best stuff out there. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm connecting with CEOs and stuff from Disney and different, you know, comic book sections and companies. You know, that's the place to be because you never know. People are looking for somebody or you're looking for things. I've seen so many job postings for Lucasfilm, you know, and they're looking for people to do animation or doing something in the office. I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I lived closer. I would probably put in for one of those jobs. So.
Well, you're building your own thing that someday people are going to say, oh, yeah, Demetrius is posting for stuff. Yeah, Submerged Universe is looking for this. Yeah, you are building your own thing, and there's a lot to be said for that. It's coming.
Well, thank you.
You're gonna work your tail off for several years, and then everybody's gonna go, oh, he's an overnight sensation. Remember, I was joking with you about that on the phone.
That's how it happens.
It's a marathon. It's not a little race. See so many people start out, oh, I got this, I got that, and you don't hear of them no more because this is not. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, you know. And even I have my own down times. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have my down times or. Times when I feel that it's not going anywhere or not doing anything, but darn it, the next message I get or somebody shares my stuff, you know, and I didn't know it, and the fire picks back up and is like, oh, I need to get back on it. This thing is really, you know, still alive. So, you take the small wins. You know, and it all builds up.
Right. No, you do. And I'm glad you mentioned that because that is a battle that a lot of us go through. And, you know, and I have days where I'm just like, my God, what do I have to do? You know, I'm doing everything I possibly can.
Yeah.
And it gets frustrating. And you have, those are the moments, you know, that you have to fight alone. That's an internal thing that, you know, definitely has to be faced. And I think that's some of the hardest battles that we face as creatives.
Well,
is when you're just,
and I feel,
me, myself, and I.
Go ahead. And this last year has added a whole other layer to that, because we've all been dealing with so many other internal struggles, and the fact that we've been taken away from human contact, and it has bared on all of us. So you add the creative element in there, and it's been, oh, Stephen can vouch. I just now come out of that probably, I don't know, what'd you say, Stephen? Maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago? I just now come out of it to where I was at the point where I just couldn't think. I couldn't, but I had COVID too, and I blame some of it on the COVID, but I could not think properly. I said, I'm never going to be able to organize the programming. I'm never going to be able to do Imagineering again. I'm never, you know, and I had this in my thought, and I just, Rebecca, it was bad. I didn't want a podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I was like, it's all for naught. I'm killing myself for nothing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was just terrible, but it's just a fact, you know, I'm tired of being cooped up. And then winter on top of that, it was like everything all at once. I couldn't be out hugging my trees and being out with nature. And, you know, I need to be in a forest is where I need to be for a while. But, I mean, I'm just now getting to where, I've got my free computer set up again in my office. And I'm working on Imagineering and I'm fine. But, it was rougher for a while. And I think this year it's really took a toll on a creative altogether.
But on the flip side of that, I've been grateful that we have, like, we live in the digital age, that we have the connection where we can have screen time. You know, we did virtual con this year, you know, virtual Imaginarium. You know, I mean, it's like a nicotine patch to a cigarette, but, you know, at least
true.
It's something, you know, at least it's some kind of connection. And, I mean, I've just, that has kind of kept me going, is being, you know, having this podcast and being able to, you know, see people's faces, whereas, you know, 20 years ago, we couldn't have done that.
No, we didn't have Zoom. We didn't have all that, and that helped.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has helped.
But
people having
I'm
their
right
little
you,
parties.
I mean,
and, yeah, that's helped.
It's been a struggle. It has been a struggle creatively because we're going through a collective trauma, you know. And I think it's okay to not be okay. And it's also okay to be okay, you know, taking this and running with, you know, having the opportunities that we do right now, you know.
And there's no shame in it because we're all in the same boat. And we all have similar thoughts and feelings. We're human. So, you know, we all have our highs and lows. Nobody's, you know, on cloud nine every day. Nobody's uber creative every day. I wish we were, but that's not reality. So you take it day by day. You do the best you can every day.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I think that's everybody. And it's people that are way up there in the creative spaces and everybody, like you said, has been affected by that. I mean, even me. So, you know, it's been good to talk to other creatives and just openly say, I don't have it in me right now, you know, and to be encouraged by other creatives, you know, iron sharpens iron. And, so, you know, I've been fortunate to be able to reach out to so many creative people to, you know, be able to talk with them and you know, just kind of vent because a lot of us are in the same boat.
All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And and the theme is, being consistent in at least, doing something. And that does help. And, I know that, even when stuff is a little rocky, I mean, you definitely have to at least try to take a small step, even if you can't make a big step every day. and that definitely helps weather the storm. And I definitely saw that with you. Like I said, last year, Demetrius, I mean, you still were doing stuff. You were still, you know, making an effort to develop all your different areas. And like I said, you did brilliant to shift to focus on the animated stuff when the live stuff was not available to you. You're a good example of that. So, I mean, I enjoyed seeing you. Make a positive out of negatives, you know, even if you didn't feel it at the time. I mean, you kept moving.
I thank you for that. And, you know, like I said, you know, seeing you guys and different ones, that inspires me. You know, that keeps me going. Some people could probably get mad and be like, oh, man, they're doing that, and I can't. But, no, it should inspire you. Not a competition.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's the way a lot of it I look at. And I was thankful last year to be able to, which I'm that's another thing I'm working on. I'm about, you know, to get my podcast up and running full time. But it was a joy to be able to do a cast reunion out of five movies and have different actors come on and, you know, we do a cast reunion for that. And just to hear their stories on how each one of them came in or came on board and, you know, having that out on YouTube and Facebook so people could check those out and respond. You know, that was a great joy. And, you know, that inspired me too, because just to see everybody at their different parts of their career now, some of the kids that were there now are teenagers and deep voices. And it's like, wow, this is, you know, over 7 years worth of working with so many talented people. So I look forward to doing that in person, thanking everybody and having them come together at a Smurge Universe reunion convention.
Definitely, man. That's awesome. And real quickly, we got about 9 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to bring her on real quick to say hi to you, Demetrius, but she is wanting to say hi. But, yes, you will see her this summer at Imaginarium, but award-winning filmmaker and author Amy McCorkle. And I just want to let her on to say hi to you here at the home stretch. Amy, you're on.
Hey, Demetrius.
Hey, Amy. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too. You know, I want to be honest. I'm so glad I'm hoping it stays over because I don't like virtual festivals because I got back spasms sitting at my last virtual film festival.
Gotcha.
So I'm so glad Imaginarium is going to be in person this year. It's going to be hybrid,
yes,
right? Like part virtual, part live. But I'm so glad it's going to be live because I don't think I could think. I'm getting ready to go to my first live festival in, God, I guess it is a year and a half. 2 years.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know if we're linked already, Holly, on LinkedIn, but Demetrius, I just wanted to say hello, and I'm now also a festival director, and so much stuff is going on in my life that even though I lost my management, I lost my manager, it's still a good thing, right? I still, like, things are still great.
Awesome.
Hi to everybody, and congratulations on all your success, Demetrius. I couldn't be happy for you. It's like at AOF we say, rising tides lift all ships. You want everybody lifts everybody up. Like if one person's successful, it benefits everybody. So
that's right.
totally agree with you, Demetrius.
No, thank you so much, Amy, and, you know, what you're doing with your projects and your events, you know, is so inspiring to me. And so I can't wait to see you in person.
I can't wait till the summer. Okay, I'll go now so you can close up.
All right, it's good to hear from you.
Bye-bye, Amy. Take care.
Bye, Amy.
I got such an advice.
She's so sweet.
Little cameo from Amy McCorkle. Yeah, she's a go-getter as well. She understands, what the creative world is like. Yeah, she's at it every single day. Let me tell you, she's intense.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Amy.
Yeah, she gets it. But as we're coming down the home stretch, Demetrius, let us know, our listeners know, where they can connect with you. Where do you want listeners to find you online? Let's make sure we get that in here.
You can follow me on Instagram at Submerge Universe on Instagram, and Submerge Universe on Facebook, and Submerge Universe Comics on Facebook, and Submerge Universe on Twitter, and DV Entertainment Pictures on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
You can... Yeah, and you can go to our website. That's where our movies are there. You can also stream it on our streaming service channel that we have, which is Submerge Universe VHX.TV. That's V like in Victor, H like in Henry, X like in X-ray, .TV. So you can stream a movie's there. You can also stream it on Amazon Prime. Submerge Echo 51 is there on Amazon Prime and Roku.
Very nice. Very nice.
Right.
Yeah, and
I just sent you a connect on LinkedIn.
Okay. I need to do that too. I need to make sure that I'm connected with them over there because I love LinkedIn. But what is there anything else? I think we've covered everything that we're hoping to cover tonight, but is there anything that we might have missed that you want to make sure we get in tonight?
I think we covered it all. You know, I want to thank everybody that's listening and everyone that is supporting me with building this Submerge Universe franchise, it's just thank you, and let's keep on pushing. You creative people out there, just keep on pushing. Remember, it's not a race; it's a marathon, and so you'll get there.
Right.
But you got to put it out there, and so people can
so
find
true.
It.
True. Yeah, it's. Yeah, people have got to understand. Yeah, it's not a sprint, and the indie path sometimes can take a little bit of time. And but like I said, I joked earlier about the overnight sensation thing after 10 years of hard work. But that's how it happens most of the time in terms of the success stories I've read. And or people I've known that have had success, all of them have had that kind of dynamic. Yeah, and it's definitely don't get frustrated if it's not an overnight thing. Literally, sometimes it takes a little time to percolate, and just like Demetrius, you keep at it and keep growing and keep growing and keep building and building and building. And you are a prime example. What I'm talking about. So love it.
Well, thank you so much again for having me on here, Stephen and Holly.
Oh,
and,
always.
Rebecca and everybody.
Always.
And I can't wait to see you guys in person. I am going to be filling out my paperwork so you can get me up on the list.
The info. Yeah. But
that's for me. I need that.
Yeah, you were definitely going to have you back more than once in 2021 here on the show. And you're probably the most frequent guest on the Star Chamber show just because, you get more done than more done than anybody I know. I swear.
No.
It's awe-inspiring.
<That's>
I've had a great time tonight, man. And, definitely tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for a Star Chamber Show live podcast spotlighting awesome creatives like Demetrius Witherspoon. Thank you so much, Demetrius. And, yeah, take care, my friend. And then RG and Holly, you guys get to take us out of here.
Go ahead, RG.
As always, you can find everything about me at rgwesterman.com. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, and apparently I need to be on LinkedIn, so I'm probably going to go blow that up a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Seven Star Press, any imaginary page that's, you know, organizer. So, yeah, you can find me about anywhere. Just type in Holly Phillippe, Google, you'll find me. There's not too many of us running around. And, yes, please, please check out the Submerged Universe and come back and see us next week. We're going to be chatting with Rocco Pepe. And we'll see you next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern.